Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Larry Scott is out as commissioner of the Pac-12 Conference. To talk about Larry Scott's tenure and the direction of the conference moving forward, we bring on Kyle Bonagura, ESPN Pac-12 writer. Good morning, Kyle. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. Thanks for having me.
Just all right, Kyle?
Late night, early morning?
Yeah, I was up till, working on the story till 1:30 in the morning kind of makes it groggy at this time of day.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel you, brother.
Why now for the Pac-12 conference? Why make this move and get Larry Scott out the door for the Pac-12 conference?
So why yesterday? Because it was a hell of a day to do a news dump. But as far as it was probably going to happen, regardless, right? I think that, I spoke with Larry for about 15 minutes last night, kind of walking me through the process. And, it really does make sense timing-wise if you think about it, because if they were going to make a change, which I think everyone, on the West Coast probably understood at this point, it needed to happen, right? The Pac-12 needed a fresh start. It needed a new direction. Larry Scott, did some nice things at the start of his career, but had clearly lost the faith of the fan base and a lot of the administrators on campus, et cetera, right? So the key thing to keep in mind here is the Pac-12 media rights deal is up soon. It's up after the, I believe, the 23-24 academic year, and they wanted to have a new commissioner in place to be able to study and negotiate and kind of prepare for going into those negotiations with, whoever it might be, whether that's Fox and ESPN, whether that's, non-traditional, tech companies, Amazon, places like that, Netflix. There's a whole bunch of different ways this could go just because of the changing landscape. So, they needed to make a change to get someone new in place to address that and have the amount of time necessary to kind of tackle that like they should. So they'll have him, he'll hang around through the end of June, and hopefully they'll have a new person in place. We'll help with the transition, and the conference will be off and running.
So, Kyle, you mentioned in one of your tweets, I think it was last night, $36 million. By the time he's done, he could be in the neighborhood of $50 million in salary, $95 million in rent since 2009 in a building that they don't own. In your mind, is one of the biggest failures that he did is just financial in what he did with this conference?
Yeah, so that's tricky, right? And we could discuss that for, longer than we have here. Mm-hmm. But, it's important to keep, Larry Scott shouldn't have been making $5.4 million. He shouldn't have been spending, that much money on rent. Those are just outrageous numbers, and there's really no way to justify it. And we'll long after he's gone, be kind of a stain on his legacy and kind of the picture of just financial irresponsibility. But at the same time, when he came into the conference, the Pac-12 was generating, under $100 million in revenue a year. And the last year where tax statements are available, it's over $500 million a year annually too. So there is, there has been a sizable increase in revenue over his time. I don't think that necessarily is understood as well as it should be. But at the same time, he doesn't really deserve a lot of credit there because, those media rights deals are up everywhere across the Power Five conferences, right? The nature, the market has changed so significantly over the past decade that, those numbers were going to shoot up anyway. So it's know, he shouldn't have spent that much. The rent thing is really what gets me, right? Because there was really no way to justify going into downtown San Francisco and building studio space there. You know, I live in the Bay Area. It's not a region that cares about college sports and any benefit to having the offices in San Francisco. It's completely absurd. It felt really more about branding the Pac-12 as this like hip, cool tech player when there was really no benefit now that you look at it in hindsight.
Kyle Bonaguirre is our guest, ESPN Pac-12 writer. We asked our listeners this question, and you cover the conference so closely. We'll ask you, what would your number one priority be for change in the Pac-12 if you were commissioner? What's the first thing that you would go in and fix?
My number one thing that I would push, and I think has been the biggest problem for the Pac-12, was pushing playoff expansion, right? Because the Pac-12's problem isn't that it's not an entertaining product. The Pac-12, you know, on a week-to-week basis is as fun a conference as there is football-wise, right? And you can rip on the parody all you want, but it does make the product week in, week out more entertaining, knowing that you're going to, you know, the best team in the conference, you know, it could play a competitive game with the worst team in the conference. We saw that with USC and Arizona this year. But the problem is, you know, as long as that's the case, and long as, you know, your Pac-12 champion is finishing the year with two losses every year and well outside the playoff picture, the conference isn't going to be nationally relevant, right? So if the playoff were to expand to 12 teams and include an automatic bid for the Pac-12 champion, you can have both, right? You can remain relevant nationally without having a team necessarily, you know, ranked in the top four. And, you know, whether that's the right way, you know, way to structure it other places in the country, I'm not sure. But, you know, for the Pac-12, it needs to be relevant. And the quickest way to be relevant is to have an automatic bid in the college football playoff.
Kyle, who should we look for in the decision-making moving forward when it comes to presidents, chancellors? Who's going to take the lead in trying to find the right person? Is there a certain university, or is there a with all the presidents, I understand the committees and the boards that they have, but should we look to some leadership that is going to be super influential in this search?
So the executive committee that they named includes the presidents from Oregon, Michael Schill, who's this, you know, the chair of the CEO group, and the presidents from Washington and Washington State. So on paper, they'll be the ones leading the search. You know, of course, there's a bunch of influential athletic directors and presidents who will probably try to be involved. I mean, it's, you know, I'll have a better sense of that, you know, in the next week as we kind of do some more reporting. But for as far as like on paper, who's, you know, who's ultimately going to share the responsibility right now, it's those three presidents.
We know what the failures were for Larry Scott. I mean, the network distribution was obviously number one. The football and basketball falling behind, those are huge. What is the biggest kind of feather in the cap for Larry Scott in his tenure, though? What was the good that he did for this conference?
Yeah, I think expansion was good for the Pac-12. I think that Utah and Colorado have both been good partners. They make a lot of sense geographically, just the type of universities they are. It's, you know, they're fun, you know, fun cities to visit for people in the conference. You know, 12 is a good number for a conference. When it gets too much bigger, I think that you kind of lose some of the, I don't know what the word I'm looking for here is, but you lose something by getting too big, right? And having 12 doesn't feel like it. You know, extended things too big where certain schools fall behind or don't factor in regularly, whether that's in the revenue sports or the non-revenue sports alike. I mean, I thought that, in hindsight is a win and something the Pac-12 can be proud about, the way that they came out on the other side of expansion.
So when Larry got here, I feel like he took advantage of a pretty good situation and sold a $3 billion TV rights because Oregon and Chip Kelly were at a heyday. You had Pete Carroll ending in USC, but the relevancy of football was huge. He destroyed football and its relevancy. He made it a laughingstock and it embarrassed it, put it after truck races and night games. Can you see something radical where football and of course basketball too, and I didn't even get into that story. Could you see something radical happening with new leadership that this conference completely blows up and decides to join the Big 12? What would you say in this next decade would be the biggest change from this conference that has to happen?
Yeah, I mean, listen, in college sports right now, it's so hard to predict with this changing nature of the media landscapes. But I don't think anything like joining the Big 12 or the conference disbanding is in the cards. You know, 10 years from now, maybe that's a different story. But I don't think the next commissioner will come in with anything other than trying to elevate the conference itself and make the conference stronger. I think retreating, going the other direction, feels like a kind of a non-starter for most of the university presidents. I don't want to write anything off because it's just such a weird time. I think it'll be interesting to see how the media rights deal looks for the conference. I do think the way television distribution is changing when people are going, you know, companies are going a la carte with streaming services and whatnot. You kind of wonder if, how the Pac-12 factors into that. I mean, like you said, when Larry Scott signed the initial rights deal, it was the biggest college sports rights deal in the country at the time. And, you know, that's just kind of how this works. Then the next one is usually the biggest one. You know, the Pac-12 is not going to pass the SEC or the Big Ten now, but it will certainly be a more valuable rights deal this time around than it was 12 years ago. That's just how it works. I'm interested to see if there's other outside players that are involved, your non-traditional media companies, that could potentially, you know, host games and on their streaming services. And I think that's the future of television. I mean, that's certainly how I watch most of my TV now, is on streaming services. Mm-hmm. And, ESPN Plus and places like that are really factoring into how people watch sports. So yeah, I'm not smart enough to have a real firm idea of what it's going to look like. I just know it's going to look a lot different than it did, you know, what we've all been accustomed to for so long.
Hey, you may be tired from, you know, right until 1 a.m., but that was a great company man plug for ESPN Plus right there. We're looking at Larry Scott. He had a long leash, right, with the Pac-12 CEOs. Are you getting the sense and the feeling that the next commissioner won't have as much time to kind of bail him or herself out of whatever bind they get into, like Larry Scott did with the Pac-12 network?
No, I don't think so. And I think I don't think that's the case, because, you know, whoever brings him in, they'll be the group that hired him, right? There's been a lot of turnover since Larry Scott was hired, you know, in 2009, right? And the people that hired him, most of them are no longer in place, right? So it's different because the people who hired him were no longer around. Like, there was, you know, there's no loyalty there. But for the next person, you know, he or she will get the same, I think, benefit of the doubt by the people that hire them, right? And, you know, eventually there'll be turnover and then those dynamics change. But I think initially, you know, they'll have to be confident in the direction of whoever it is they hire, right? And another thing too is, like, a lot of the blame or praise gets placed on a conference commissioner in situations like this. But at the same time, none of these decisions are being made by one person, right? These types of, like, media rights deals specifically, you know, there's a lot of people involved in those. The university presidents are usually all on board, or at least part of the process to determine what the right course is, right? So they can't, if it doesn't work out, like, they have themselves to blame too. It's not like the conference commissioner is going to just sign a deal and surprise, this is what we're doing. Like, that's not how it works at all. So, you know, they'll have to give the next commissioner the benefit of the doubt, because they'll be on board with whatever it is, whatever direction the conference goes in.
All right. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Before we let you go, though, who do you believe would be a great fit, or who do you think the Pac-12 will go with for the next commissioner?
Yeah, a lot of interesting names. I mean, my first instinct was Oliver Luck. I mean, I think he's done a nice job at a number of different stops, has the required experience. You know, whether he's the guy or not, I don't know. It's still too early to have a real sense of who he'll be considered. But that's a name that popped in my head right away, and I liked it. But, you know, there's several others that are, you know, comparably fit to do the job.
Kyle Barnagura covers the Pac-12 for ESPN. Go get some sleep, man.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, guys.